I'm Marianne Fessenden, Academic Outreach Coordinator for AMTS, Agricultural Modeling and Training Systems. Welcome to the first Ruminations podcast.
These podcasts are intended to help ruminant nutritionists interested in the Cornell Net Carbohydrate and Protein System, CNCPS, both keep current in the biology and develop greater understanding of topics in the related nutrition field.
These podcasts will feature information using amts.cattle.pro, as well as general nutrition-related material. We will bring in guest speakers on specific topics. The podcast can be downloaded through our website, agmodelsystems.com/ruminations/podcast. To begin, early in 2015, AMTS will be releasing an updated version of amts.cattle.pro, our flagship ration formulation software. Our software is a commercial implementation of the CNCPS biology. The CNCPS is updating a new version to be called version 6.5, which is a further advancement of the model biology that is now over 30 years since its origins. Among the nutritionists who have come to depend on the model for their diet formulation, there is always a measure of concern when the program and the equations they have become so familiar with change.
We are, through these first few podcasts, hoping to ease the transition to the new, more accurate biology. Our first podcast will cover the history of the creation of the model and the changes that each update to the model has brought to the program flow.
Much of this material has been collected from a posting that Danny Fox wrote for our Ruminations blog. We have also pulled information from various papers published for the Cornell Nutrition Conferences, and most specifically, a wonderful summary of the early CNCPS work called The Sniffen Effect by Chalupa in Boston, delivered at Charlie Sniffen's retirement roast at the CNC. In 1978, Charlie Sniffen and Danny Fox began discussions about common modeling interests. These men recognized that the current ruminant nutrition models, such as the NRC models, lacked integration between the animal and its environment, and lacked integration between physiological functions and metabolic processes. They conceived the idea of developing an applied nutrition model for beef and dairy cattle by physiological function. The second part of their vision was to have this model work on desktop computers, which were just coming on the market. Danny and Charlie, who were gadgety sort of guys, both envisioned that someday most farms would have these potentially powerful tools that would perform many calculations quickly. That same year, 1978, they started developing and programming their model with two Radio Shack 56K desktop computers. One was purchased for Danny by Glenn Paris, a beef cattle feeder. The other was purchased for Charlie by George Allen, a dairy farmer. As an aside, when I was an undergrad a few years later, I can remember the Radio Shack Danny had in his office and even got to play around on it a bit. It was a clunky, inelegant thing, but pretty exciting when the alternative was keen in code that was sent to the mainframe computer out near the airport. Summer, when I was employed as a work-study student for Charlie, was particularly frustrating because lightning storms were havoc for the connection. Danny took the lead on developing animal requirements, feed intake, and integrated model development, and Charlie was in charge of describing feeds by their fermentation characteristics and developing a submodel for predicting rumen fermentation. Danny began with the growth model Roy Black and he had developed at Michigan State University, and the cow model his graduate student Phil George had developed for his PhD thesis. Charlie began with the system of Peter Van Soos to describe the carbohydrate and protein fractions in feeds, and Dale Waldo's approach for describing protein pools in the rumen and rates of passage. In 1980, Dr. David Mertens took a sabbatical leave from the University of Georgia and came to Cornell University to work with Tony Altanaku on modeling lactation curves. Dave, with Lane Eli, had previously published a rumen digestion model, Mertens and Eli, 1979, and began to work on a dynamic mass action model of the dairy cow. Charlie became aware of what Dave was doing when Dave presented a New York, Pennsylvania farmer seminar, Mertens, 1981. Dave and Charlie became modeling teammates. The beginning feed library was based on the 1982 National Research Council's United States-Canadian Tables of Feed Composition. In the paper by Chalupa in Boston, it was noted that the model grew and eventually consisted of over 1,600 equations and 800 variables. Dave Mertens indicated that this wasn't much of a whole animal model because there was a large rumen and very small organs, intestines, liver, muscle, and mammary gland. Everything was going well until Dave decided to add protozoa to the rumen. The model would run well with the starting parameters, but if any inputs were changed even slightly, protozoa would grow to the point where they would have a greater mass than the entire cow. Mertens and Sniffen had demonstrated chaotic behavior in a dynamic system. Once a dynamic system gets complex with first and second order mass action equations, slight perturbations in coefficients or starting values can result in totally unexpected and random behavior. After a few years, it was apparent that the rumen model that had been developed was not consistent with the feed fractionation system, and the Cornell team asked USDA rumen microbiologist Jim Russell to work with them to develop a rumen fermentation model that would be consistent with the feed fractionation system. Charlie's programmer Jim O'Connell then worked with Jim Russell to develop and validate a mechanistic microbial growth submodel based on his and other published studies. Dave Mertens returned to the University of Georgia, but continued to interact with the modeling group. From this collaboration, a philosophy of what the CNCPS should be evolved. As stated by Chalupa in Boston, Sniffen and Fox proposed that accurate descriptions of nutritional requirements and nutrient supplies, coupled with careful descriptions of the animal, its environment, and its management, would allow nutritionists to identify more of the sources of variation in cattle performance than less comprehensive nutrition models. Criteria used for the development of the CNCPS included 1. Inputs needed by the model should be routinely available on the farm or through analysis for nutrient fractions in feed testing laboratories. 2. The model would be based on documented research. 3. The model could be modified as new information became available. And 4. The output from the model should help producers improve their feeding programs. This founding philosophy has guided the various professors, graduate students, and industry professionals whose efforts have gone into further refining the model as it has evolved and as it has continued to move forward in precision and accuracy of predictions. The challenge always has been to continue to refine and define inputs, animal and environmental factors, while attending to the practicalities of field nutrition. Too rigorous and no one would use it, too much data collecting, too much failing to see the forest for the trees. If the information gathered was not specific enough, the utility of even running the information through the model would be lost. The CNCPS was designed to be a combination of empirical and mechanistic equations that described feed intake, fermentation of protein and carbohydrates in the rumen, and post-ruminal digestion and absorption. These intake and nutrient parameters were then attributed for maintenance, growth, lactation, pregnancy, and reserves. Characterization of nutrient excretion would enable the model to complete the picture. Different team members forwarded the model as the scope grew. Danny Fox worked on the nutrient requirement components. He created submodels to assess the impact of environment, management, and body reserves on nutrient requirements in a paper published in 1988. A system was desired to quantify the inputs needed as well as subsequent products of rumen fermentation in addition to the contribution of nutrients that escape fermentation in order to provide for maintenance and productivity. The system had to describe feed nutrient fractions and degradation in the rumen while allowing for modeling of bacterial growth. To help in this, Peter Van Soos joined the team. He proposed using the detergent system to partition protein fractions and suggested using the kinetic approach described by Waldo, which broke fermentive digestion into pools. This work set the model up for changes that would refine nitrogen feed analysis and the pool system in subsequent versions, but we'll talk about that later. Jim Russell developed the model for bacteria growth that partitioned rumen bacteria into fiber digesters and non-fiber digesters. This allowed for the biological application of different growth rates for these two categories of bacteria. Danny Fox undertook the task of model validation. Through a series of presentations at symposia and nutrition conferences, the first documents that would become the CNCPS were published. Danny Fox continues to tell the history of the model development. As the cattle nutrition model developed and became larger, its size was greater than the capacity of desktop computers when programmed with conventional programming languages such as Radio Shack Basic and Fortran. A major breakthrough came in 1985 when the first Lotus 1-2-3 spreadsheet program became available. Programming the model with this spreadsheet allowed the group to achieve another goal: have a model structure that could be easily modified and updated as new research became available that would improve it. After Jim O'Connor programmed the model into Lotus 1-2-3, they began to make rapid progression in model development and evaluation. In 1989, Sniffen accepted a dairy nutrition position at Michigan State University, and the model group finished CNCPS version 1 before he left. This was published as Fox et al. In 1990. The following year, Danny Fox was asked to present the CNCPS model in a symposium at the American Society of Animal Science annual meeting, which required a manuscript to be submitted for publication in the Journal of Animal Science. Danny persuaded the editors to allow the CNCPS paper to be presented as three papers in the Journal of Animal Science with three different first authors. After a challenging peer review process, these three and a fourth paper were published, Fox et al., Russell et al., and Sniffen et al. In 1992, and O'Connor et al. In 1993, which became CNCPS version 2. In this and subsequent publications, they presented validations of the accuracy of the CNCPS predictions with data collected during experiments under controlled conditions. The working group also began evaluating it in case studies on dairy farms, in which they collected the data needed to provide inputs to the CNCPS and to compare predicted and actual milk production before and after the CNCPS was used to formulate the lactating cow rations. The first major use of the CNCPS by the National Research Council was in their revision of the Nutrient Requirements of Beef Cattle, NRC, 1996. Danny had the responsibility for developing the Growth and Body Reserves chapter and the computer model for this revision. The committee conceived the idea of having two levels of solution. Level 1 used tabular values for feed net energy and ruminal degraded and undegraded protein based on actual measurements, and microbial protein was 13% of total digestible nutrients. Level 2 used the CNCPS model to predict carbohydrate and protein degradation and metabolizable energy, ME, and metabolizable protein, MP, supply. Mike Berry programmed this NRC model into Lotus 1-2-3 and used a program called Baylor to develop the interface and protect the equation. After CNCPS versions 1 and 2 were published, other Cornell faculty became interested in it and the core CNCPS group was formed. It consisted of Larry Chase, Alice Pell, Ron Pitt, Jim Russell, and Danny Fox. This group made decisions about its management and revision. Key decisions were, 1, published equations would not be changed until the modifications were tested and published, and 2, revised versions of the CNCPS had to pass a Defender-Challenger test. The revision, Challenger, had to predict performance more accurately than the revised Defender version. Mike Berry left in 1996 to work in industry, and Caroline Rasmussen assumed the responsibility of supporting the CNCPS. When Microsoft Office became available, she converted the CNCPS model into Excel, which became CNCPS version 3. When they were appointed assistant professors, Mike Van Amberg and Tom Overton joined the CNCPS core faculty group in 1996 and 2000, respectively. During this time, Charlie Sniffen accepted a position as president of Miner Institute in Northern New York, and Bill Chalupa and Ray Boston at the University of Pennsylvania, and Charlie developed Cornell Penn Miner, or CPM Dairy version 1, from CNCPS version 3. It was designed specifically for formulating rations on dairy farms using a nonlinear optimizer. Here, Bill Chalupa and Ray Boston tell the story of CPM Dairy in the Sniffen Effect paper. By 1989, the CNCPS had moved to a point where it could be used in the field. Early spreadsheets like Lotus 123 had limitations, and the model could only handle 9 feed ingredients. Bill Chalupa and colleagues at the University of Pennsylvania moved the dairy part of CNCPS, lactating cows, dry cows, and replacement heifers, into the Quattro Pro spreadsheet. This allowed for the use of more feed ingredients and provided a platform for auto-balancing rations. This was the beginning of the CPM Dairy project. CPM Dairy was a joint software development by scientists at Cornell University, the University of Pennsylvania, and the Miner Institute. CPM Dairy was intended for those wanting to use the CNCPS to evaluate and formulate rations for dairy cattle. A primary goal of the CPM Dairy project was to convert a large-scale scientific model into a user-friendly commercial product. A secondary goal was to improve auto-balancing of rations. The CNCPS is inherently non-linear in the way that digesta flows affect nutrient yield from feed fractions. Feed ingredients and amount of feed consumed have impacts on the rate of passage and consequently on the extent of fermentive digestion and bacterial growth. Thusly, feed ingredients have variable MP and ME values. The CNCPS group used the optimization scheme of Zhu and Titz, 1997, that employed a forward sequential quadratic programming approach. Unfortunately, some of the yield equations in the CNCPS depended on discontinuous functions. The science within CNCPS emanated from different research centers where non-overlapping experimental boundaries meant that gaps existed in the knowledge. To deal with this problem, they developed two approaches. Replacing the piecewise segments of two models with smooth nonlinear functions where adjoining models had sensible intersections, and building transition functions to smoothly fill gaps between published reports, as published in Boston et al. 2000. CPM Dairy version 1.0 was programmed in Microsoft C. Rations were evaluated and formulated to a modified NRC model and to an updated version of CNCPS version 3. Release of version 1 was in October 1998.
CPM Dairy versions 2 and 3 were written in Microsoft Visual Basic 6.0 and Microsoft C++ with the feed libraries in Access 2000.
The nutrient supplies and requirements were calculated according to CNCPS version 5. But talking about the CPM version 3 jumps us quite a bit ahead in the CNCPS chronology. Danny Fox explained the changes incorporated into the versions of CNCPS 3 to 5. In the early 1990s, it became clear that non-point sources of nitrogen and phosphorus, for example, fields where manure from farms were spread, would soon be regulated, and the working group began evaluating and revising the CNCPS with a focus on reducing nitrogen and phosphorus excretion. From 1994 to 1996, Tom Tulucki worked for Danny Fox as a research support specialist and used the CNCPS on 2 dairy farms to evaluate and reformulate herd rations and as part of a whole farm nutrient management research project. He found that the model was a valuable tool for precision feeding in reducing nitrogen and phosphorus excretion and feed costs while improving milk production. Then, after applying this knowledge as an extension dairy agent in central New York for 2 years, Tom rejoined Fox's group to work on the CNCPS and on a PhD in ruminant nutrition. Tom focused on developing a submodel for the CNCPS to predict urinary and fecal losses of N and P and evaluation of the CNCPS on dairy farms. After hiring a programmer, Vijay Durbal, who had just completed a master's in agricultural engineering, Tulucki, Fox, and the working group began developing CNCPS version 4. The goal was to revise version 3 to include 1. Modifications to maintenance, 2. Growth and reserve submodels and the feed library according to those developed for the NRC 1996, 3. A level 1 solution, 4. The new submodel for nutrient excretion programmed in Visual Basic to include a linear optimizer, 5, a more user-friendly interface and reports, and 6, work more efficiently for whole herd precision feeding and nutrient management. This version was released, Fox et al. 2000, and was used for the CPM Dairy version 2, Boston et al. 2000. During that time, Alice Pell served on the NRC committee that revised the nutrient requirements of dairy cattle, NRC 2001, and was responsible for developing the computer model. They adapted the CNCPS maintenance and growth submodels for growing heifers and energy reserve submodels for cows. VJ programmed their model in Visual Basic. In 2003, CNCPS version 5 was released, Fox et al. 2003-2004. This included the CPM version 2 feed library and a separate tropical feed library, improved equations to predict N and P excretion, and many improvements in the reports. Also, recommended laboratory procedures to determine the carbohydrate and protein fractions in feeds were provided in the user's manual, Fox et al. 2003. According to users, this version worked the best and had the fewest bugs of any releases of the CNCPS thus far. By 2005, the CNCPS had been distributed to users in 42 different countries. Bill Chalupa and others used CNCPS version 5 to develop CPM Dairy version 3, Tedeschi et al. 2008. This version of CPM included a revised feed library that Charlie and Bill developed that included expanded feed carbohydrate fractions and a fat submodel that Peter Moyt and Bill developed. Subsequently, one of Danny's graduate students, Christina Lanzas, worked with Charlie Sniffen to define and publish the expanded carbohydrate fractionation that Bill and Charlie had developed for CPM version 3. Tom and VJ then revised version 5 to include the expanded carbohydrate fractions and CPM dairy fat model and an integrated CPM and CNCPS feed library, which became CNCPS version 6, Tulucki et al. 2008. Version 6 was finished in December 2005, the year that Danny Fox retired and transferred the leadership of the CNCPS Research and Development Program at Cornell to Mike Van Amberg. Tom, Caroline, and VJ went on to found AMTS as one of the commercial platforms distributing and supporting the CNCPS model. Mike's group made revisions to version 6 and released it as CNCPS version 6.1, Van Amberg et al. 2010. As stated in the Cornell Nutrition Conference paper in which Van Amberg outlined the changes to version 6.0, models such as the CNCPS are evolutionary in that as research progresses, model improvements and enhancements occur, provided adequate resources are available for programming and evaluation. This process is similar to the process that occurs when a new Nutrient Requirements of Dairy Cattle publication is produced. Unlike the NRC publications, historically published every 10 years, the CNCPS has been updated on a somewhat continuous basis. Each update has allowed us to predict performance with increased accuracy. However, these updates have at times caused confusion in the field. This confusion is a combination of changing guidelines and a lack of awareness as to what the changes were and why or how they impact the predictions. The changes that 6.1 brought to the model were in several areas. Firstly, maintenance. Based on data from France, version 6.1 removes the link between current body condition score and maintenance energy requirement. As previous versions calculated energy partitioning for maintenance and growth, there was a potential to overfeed energy to growing heifers, since the model would predict less ME allowable gain than was truly available. In another area affecting maintenance, the equation used to calculate surface area was updated. A major area of change in the version 6.1 was to update feed fractions, pool assignments, passage rates, and rates of digestion. This corrected multiple errors in previous versions and paved the way for further revisions. These feed characterization refinements and greater understanding of animal requirements have enabled more precise feeding, especially in protein. Research has demonstrated the ability to achieve high production and herd performance on much lower protein diets than traditionally fed. In hand, with greater understanding of nitrogen requirements, the CNCPS is better able to predict excretions and assist users in feeding to avoid excess. The next step in this process is the release of 6.5. As with anything we have grown accustomed to, there is concern and even fear of changing versions. Mike's group has developed version 6.5, Van Amberg et al., 2013, and they plan to release it in 2015. The major revisions in version 6.1 and 6.5 include an updated feed library based primarily on commercial laboratory feed analysis for CNCPS carbohydrate and protein fractions and NDF digestion rates. More accurate prediction of protein fractions, pool sizes, and their ruminal degradation rates and amino acid supply and requirements, as evidenced by their validations in their recent Cornell Nutrition Conference paper, Van Amberg et al., 2013, as well as subsequent papers presented at the CNC 2014. Based on research and experience of users, many improvements have been made in the CNCPS over the years since it was first published to improve its accuracy. The take-home message in all this is nicely summarized in Van Amberg's 2010 paper. Nutrition models are evolutionary and should be expected to change with improved understanding of and continue to change as new research is published. The point is, this model has changed. It will continue to change. The researchers involved in model development will adhere to the principles first laid out for the CNCPS by Fox and Sniffen and the early modeling team. Validation studies and implementation methods will continue to be thoroughly vetted before the model is updated and released. Many of the changes incorporated into the 6.5 version are based on work finished some time ago. Some research, however, is so recent that release has been delayed to ensure correct incorporation. We feel it is part of our company's mission to help further the efficacy of the model's use through education and complete support to both our users and industry. The next episode of our podcast will address in detail the 6.5 biology changes. Check back in 2 weeks. In the meantime, be sure to visit our blog. There you will find articles of interest, great guest posters, tips for the use of amts.cattle.pro platform, our events calendar, help request scheduling, and many other useful links. The blog site has a public side where we have general knowledge bits and a registered user side for more inside information. The URL is agmodelsystems.com/ruminations. Questions and comments are welcome. This is Marianne. That is all for now. Thanks for listening.